Hello and welcome to a special Shropshire Star podcast. My name is Tracy O'Sullivan. I'm here with Carol Bowdler. Now, Carol, we're here to chat today because you're conducting a very poignant search, really, and you're hoping someone in the county might be able to help. You want to kind of say a very special sort of final farewell to your little boy, don't you,
that you lost.
Almost sort of 47 years ago now.
Yes.
But you don't know, do you, where
no,
he was buried?
No.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about it? It was at Crosshouses, wasn't it?
Yes, at Crosshouses Hospital. And he was born in 1966. And I was so poorly. I didn't know at the time. They did say that he was born as a normal baby, but stillborn. And I was really poorly for over 2 years afterwards. And it's something that come along. My daughter wanted to find out about her brother, and I'd love to know myself to have somewhere, if possible, to go to grieve.
Because you were too ill, really, weren't you, at the time?
I was too ill. And for 2 years, I was very ill. I was on the verge of a breakdown. And it would be nice. We all hope we've got a long time on earth, but it would be nice, while I'm still here, to know where Ari is born.
Exactly.
Having lost my husband, I feel that Ari would be with him. I've got things with that, but yes, it would be nice, Tracy, to know that if there is anyone out there that could help me, I would be really grateful. It would be lovely to know.
And it might be like a member of staff that used to work at Crosshouses might have an idea what happened and where these babies were buried or taken.
I would be very kind if someone would possibly give me a ring and they could come to my home if they wanted to. It would be really good. If anyone asked for any information at all regarding my son, it would be really nice. I still feel for him. I think about him a lot, having my two daughters who are smashing to me. But I just feel I've lost my husband and I lost my son, and it would be nice to know,
be able to go somewhere. And you were saying to me earlier, Carol, you were saying that it never kind of goes away, does
it?
I mean, it's a long time ago, but it gets easier.
As I say, it gets easier. But you never, ever forget. It's always there. And now my friend's got a grandchild, and I sort of think, oh, I wonder if Ari would have had children, if he'd have got married. It all goes through your mind, Tracy.
It does, you know, doesn't
and,
it?
You think of these things, and possibly it isn't that I haven't wanted to do it. It's very hard to go back, because you didn't have the care that you have today. There, it was being the old workhouse hospital then, and it was sort of hadn't been done, modernised or anything, and it wasn't the care that you would get today.
Today, if you went through a similar tragedy.
Yes.
Yes, it has improved, but back then they didn't perhaps understand the need to say goodbye
and
the need to grieve properly, They kind of wanted you to almost, you know, and as you say, you were very ill at the time,
very
so
Ill.
Couldn't.
No.
Couldn't ask questions then that you would now like to ask, really.
No.
And it's difficult. You were telling me, you know, sometimes tracking down records. Your daughters have been really helpful, haven't they? Trying to find some information for you.
Yes, very good, yes.
And they've been in what? They've found out something already, haven't they?
Yes, they've found out, which is marvellous for me. It just feels a little bit more that they found out from the local archives in Shrewsbury that he was £3.08, and he was born on the 22nd of January, which is 4 days before my late husband's birthday.
So that was some comfort to you, to know a little bit
was.
Of information about him.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
And it would just be nice now to follow on, to actually know if there's somewhere that they've been taken to, or someone hopefully out there would know.
And you were talking about the possibility of bringing you a little bit of comfort if he could be maybe buried with your husband, if possible.
Yes, yes.
Which would be lovely to reunite sort of father and son in that way.
Yes.
So really, Carol, it's just a matter of a plea, isn't it?
Yes.
If you know anything.
Yes, it doesn't matter, Tracy, how small it is. It's like, to me, in Matt being one of the older ones, to me it's like putting the jigsaw together.
Yes.
And if it's only one little bit of a piece,
bit of information, it could be anybody who was there at the time, even another mother that was
would remember
you and remember what happened.
Yes, it would be
so
lovely.
we'll place full details on the website, Carol, for
thank
how people can get
much.
In touch if they can
yes,
help at all.
Yes, I have a channel. I'm not terribly good with things, but I have got a website, an email address,
Yeah, that's fine, technology.
When we went to school, I left at 15 and you didn't even have calculators then, so you can tell that I'm going along.
But yes. It's a very traumatic thing to go through, isn't it? Still now.
I can... Just when I talk about it, I'm back there reliving
yes.
it again, you know.
Yes, and this would bring you a little bit of peace.
I can't tell you, Tracy. You know, it'd be really smashing.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us about
thank
something
you, Tracy.
So, you know,
and
so close
you
to your
for
heart.
Coming.
That's no problem.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Carol, and thank you for joining us. Goodbye.
Bye.